why has this become relevant in our understanding? It says this. Well, in looking at biology and behavior, I can only invoke two elements actually involved with the expression of behavior, the physical proteins and the signals that activate those proteins. But then all of a sudden you'd have to say to yourself, well, wait, if I look at my life and I say that something isn't working, then I'm really suggesting that there's some kind of defect in the behavior. And I say, well, wait, what causes behavior? Because if I understood what causes behavior, then I could probably identify what is responsible for the defect in that behavior that expresses itself as a disease. Well, we go back and I say, well, wait, there are only two components, the proteins that make the structure and the signals that cause the protein to change shape, engage in the function. Well, then I could absolutely come down to a simplistic conclusion is what is responsible for the alterations of behavior or the state of a disease? What can I attribute that to? And there's only two things, proteins or signals. Well, then we go back and say, well, how much of our disease states might be related to the protein and how much might be related to the signal? And it turns out very simply, distorted that would cause a dysfunction in the protein mechanism. The first way a signal can be distorted is through trauma. Meaning, let's say you're walking down the street and you fall down and you wrench your back. And in wrenching your back, you actually cause constrictions or interfere with the flow of information in the nerves, which are coordinating the functions of the human body, because the nervous system is carrying signals to the body. If I physically damage the nervous system, then that trauma physically interferes with the signal, and an interference with the signal leads by its nature to a dysfunction of the proteins, because the signal is having in the nerves, which are coordinating the functions of the human body, because the nervous system is carrying signals to the body. If I physically damage the nervous system, then that trauma physically interferes with the signal, and even these poisons can again distort the message and the signal. And therefore, poisons can interfere with the function of the proteins. And therefore, poisons and toxins can result in a dysfunction or a see themselves as overweight, fat. And so the thought of this anorexic person is going to be sent to the body again because toxins can interfere with the propagation and transmission of a signal. So if I put poisons between the source of the signal and the cells that are to receive the signals, these poisons can again distort the message and the signal. And therefore, poisons can interfere with the function of the proteins. And therefore, poisons and toxins can result in a dysfunction or a disease. It's a very obvious physical impediment to the interaction between a signal and a protein. The third source of signal difficulties actually are very interesting because in the third source, there's actually nothing wrong with the signal. What happens in the third source is that we send the wrong of a disease other than the proteins is trauma that interferes with the signals. A secondary cause for dysfunction or disease is an interference of the passage of the signals because of the chemistry, meaning this, the cells are made out of molecules, and the molecules are involved with conveying the information from the central nervous system to the body's cells in the periphery. If I put inappropriate signal can be distorted is through trauma, meaning let's say you're walking down the street and you fall down and you wrench your back. And in wrenching your back, you actually cause constrictions or interfere with the flow of information in the nerves, which are coordinating the functions of the human body, because the nervous system is carrying signals to the body. If I physically damage the nervous system, then that trauma physically interferes with the signal, and an interference with the signal leads by its nature to a dysfunction of the proteins. Because in an inappropriate signal, the function of the protein is also going to be inappropriate as well. So one of the first causes of a disease other than the proteins is trauma that interferes with the signals. A secondary cause for dysfunction or disease is an interference of the passage of the signals because of the chemistry, meaning this, the cells are made out of molecules, and the molecules are involved with conveying the information from the central nervous system to the body's cells in the periphery. If I put inappropriate chemicals into my biology, these inappropriate chemicals, which we could collectively call toxins, can interfere with the propagation and transmission of a signal. So if I put poisons between the source of the signal and the cells that are to receive the signals, these poisons can again distort the message and the signal. And therefore, poisons can interfere with the function of the proteins. And therefore, poisons and toxins can result in a dysfunction or a disease. It's a very obvious physical impediment to the interaction between a signal and a protein. The third source of signal difficulties actually are very interesting, because in the third source, there's actually nothing wrong with the signal. What happens in the third source is that we send the wrong signal at an inappropriate time, meaning that we are controlling our biology, but actually miscontrolling it by inappropriately activating behaviors when they shouldn't be activated. The source of the problem in this case is actually the mind, in the sense that thoughts are sending inappropriate signals controlling our biology that are not in harmony with the world that we live in. And so when we start to run our biology with inappropriate signals, we actually begin to destroy ourselves. And the best example of that is, let's take the case of an anorexic. An anorexic looks into a mirror and perceives of themselves, and this is their mind making a thought of what they see. While everyone else looks at this person and sees that they're skinny as a rail and near death, the anorexic has a different thought. When they look in the mirror, they see themselves as overweight, fat. And so the thought of this anorexic person is going to be sent to the body to say, you're too fat, reduce, lose weight. And unfortunately, the thought was inappropriate. It's really based on a misperception. And the significance about that is that thought can actually cause the death of that individual. And there was nothing wrong with their biology. It was just that their thought was off. So again, this reveals how a signal distortion, not because it was physically distorted or distorted by trauma, but distorted by operation, by learning, by perception, can have as big an impact on the biology as anything physical has on the biology. And it can count for almost all the diseases that we actually express.
This concludes CD 1 of The Biology of Belief. Our program continues with CD 2.